This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And a good Saturday morning to you. And, man, it is a good-looking Saturday morning so far. I'm looking at the radar, and the only rain I can find is way over on the Louisiana-Texas border around Port Arthur and Sabine Lake. Otherwise, it's clear sailing. If you want to get out and enjoy the great outdoors, try to put some fish in the boat. And we'll be talking to some of our field reporters about this weekend's fish-catching prospects, as we do every week. You know, long-time listener to this program, you may recall it was this week 6 years ago when we lost a long-time field reporter and a very good friend of this program with the untimely death of Captain Tofield Bourgeois when he had a crash of a seaplane during a storm. This morning we're going to remember and honor Captain Tofield. He was one of the best and most popular charter guides Louisiana's ever known, and you'll hear a TV interview with my thoughts and memories about Captain Toe. Also, we're going to talk about next week's Hunters for the Hungry collection effort. It's called Clean Out Your Freezer to get ready for the fall and winter hunting seasons and fall fishing seasons to restock your freezer. What do you do with what you take out? Well, we'll tell you some times and locations where you can make a contribution that goes to help feed the needy. And it's called the Hunters for the Hungry Clean Out Your Freezer Weekend. Also got some details on summertime fishing rodeos, including the CCA Star, the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Labor Day Tournament, and next weekend's Ride the Bull Tournament, sponsored by the CCA in Grand Isle. Now, those of you who may be fishing it, stay tuned, because when our paddler field reporter, Butch Ridgedale, comes up, he's going to give us some tips on how to land, ride, and release those big bull reds fish from a kayak. Also, teal sightings, anyone? Well, we're just 5 weeks away from the first duck season. Have you seen any of those little blue-wing bombers flying through your marsh? Also, in this week's Bad Boys of the Outdoors feature, we got a man who has pled guilty to turtle and snake smuggling to the tune of $1.4 million. We'll tell you how he did it and what his bleak future is looking like. We also have a CCA Star update. There's a little-known rule I found in this year's rules and regulations that might encourage you to sign up if nothing else has yet for that CCA Star. And we're on Louisiana Red Snapper Watch, and Just yesterday, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries released the red snapper landings through August the 3rd. They estimate that some 611,753 pounds, which would represent about 68.4% of Louisiana's total private recreational allocation, which is set at 894,955. So this is a time of the year where it kind of starts slowing down. School's back in, people get sidetracked with football, weather not quite as nice, and not as many people pursue the offshore fishing for the red snapper. But there's plenty of them out there and still a lot to go. I'm sure we're probably making it into the fall with that kind of a remainder of our quota. Remember, you can fish 7 days a week this season. Daily bag limit is 4 fish per person with a 16-inch total length minimum size. And if you're going to be fishing in the offshore waters, we got a notice yesterday, there's going to be a species that's going to be reopening for you on Labor Day weekend. It's a short 2-week season, but it's a species you'll be add in while you're catching your red snapper and other offshore species. So that's what it looks like. Coastal marine forecasts are looking good so far. Of course, we got storms can always pop up, but you just got to be careful. Watch the horizon for those. We're expecting north winds, which is a little strange for this time of the year offshore. 5 to 10 to start out with, maybe building 8 to 15, 1 to 2-foot seas. That's certainly doable. On the interior lakes and bays, northwest winds shifting to westerly later. 6 to 12, you're going to see some pretty smooth conditions. Good tide range, 1.3, 30% chance of rain, and the old muddy Mississippi is down to 4.7 and holding steady. Stage is set. We're back with Robbie Campo from Campo's Marina. Get your report from the parish, as they call it, right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Geo Network. And let's check in with Robbie Campo, find out what the shrimp are doing. And Robbie, is the weatherman correct? Are you enjoying a light northerly breeze coming across the channel on this summer day?
You know what, Don? We are. It is a little light northerly breeze coming across, which is very unexpected for this time of the year, you know. But I tell you, we're going to take it because it feels a little bit better than that southwest stuff that we had around here. So anyway, Don, this week here, we're going to start off this week here, man. It was really, really slow. We've been in a bit of a lull, a speckled trout bite. It's been, I just think it's that time of the year. People ask, well, when's the transition? Everybody wants to know when the transition is. It's kind of starting to happen, but not just yet. It's about to happen. Everybody wants fall to be here. Nobody wants fall to be here more than I do. But I tell you, Don, yesterday was kind of a game changer. The old faithful long rocks prevailed yesterday, and it put out some beautiful fish yesterday over there. And, where it hadn't been catching fish for, the last couple of weeks, it's been kind of slow. And yesterday we had some people went there and did very well and caught some mixed boxes along with, the two-man limit of trout. Sheephead and some redfish. So it worked out for the people who fished the long rocks. Now the people that went into Bay Elwha, went into, down to Breton Island, went to the Sound, not so good. They struggled. I mean, it's been a struggle around here the whole week, and I'm talking about some of my aces and the whole charter captains, coming back with 8, 10, 12 fish. You know what I mean? That's pretty sad for, this time of the year. But, I mean, they struggled. A lot of sharks out there, a lot of ladyfish out there. But, the more you go over toward the east, over toward central, you got all that trash fish that's there at this time of the year. The white trout bite is good. La Crystal's Camp Lake, anywhere. So, and I get this question, Don, where do you catch white trout? I get people come, I think more people are starting to shift. People that never fished white trout before are kind of interested in it now and want to know where you go to catch, where you go to catch white trout. Well, any place that has an oyster reef or a drop off, is generally, a deep hole. I'll give you a, for instance, like if you go to Lake Anastasio, and you fish in the edge of Lake Anastasio in that 12, 15 feet of water along the edge of the Mr. Go. That's generally a good spot to catch, to go there to catch a bunch of white trout. In front of Shell Beach Bayou here, right across the ship channel, is another good spot to catch. There's a shell reef, and it drops off into 12, 15 feet of water. That's another good spot to catch white trout. The Hopedale Dam on this side of it is a phenomenal spot to go there to catch white trout. I mean, people went there and loaded the boat in the past, and they're still doing it, and it, at this time of the year is a really, really good, good time of the year to start fishing these things. Grand's Pass over by Lake, between Lake Robin and Lake Coquille, same thing. It has a shell reef, a shell edge. That's another good spot to go there to catch white trout. So there's lots of places, and if you're interested in doing that, just come see me over here at the marina, and I'll be glad to, get on the map with you and show you some spots to go fish white trout. So, I mean, there is that. And look, Don, I know a lot of people turn their nose up to them that never fished them for years, and I'm starting to see that trend change now. That limits of 15 and 13 inches, and it's harder to catch a 13-inch trout at this time of the year. We're seeing a lot of throwbacks. That's all I'm hearing about is the throwbacks. But look, that it's like a broken record. It never changes. It's gonna be this same thing next year, year after that. All the way to 20. As long as we're alive, it's gonna be in August. You're gonna start seeing you know, that you're going to get into that 11, 12, and 12.5-inch fish. Well, that's your fish for the future, and you got to be glad that you have them, because if you don't have that 12.5-inch fish, it's going to be really bad for the fall. So, as far as red fishing goes, you know, we're starting to see a few more redfish show up around here. My good friend Captain Charlie Thomason down at Hopedale, him and his crew have been doing a great job of catching some redfish. These guys are some of the best in the business for us catching redfish. They're actually catching any kind of fish, but they're really, you know, they target redfish, and that's what they do most days, and they're really good at it. So if you want to go catching redfish and you're looking for a charter with those, with anybody, call Bayou Charters. Them guys are top notch at catching redfish. So, but anyway, Don, our stage is set. We got our tanks full of bait here, and if you come in fishing today, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us at Campos, and we'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, just one more thing on those white trout. If you got a boat full of kids with short attention spans, they can have a blast catching those white trout, because once you find them, in, like you say, over a reef or a little deep bottom or something, you can catch them on almost anything, and it's nonstop action.
And, you know, Don, you know what I really like to do is set up a double rig on the old shad rig. You remember the old shad rig?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't see that much anymore, and you know, so you almost have to make it up yourself, because I don't know anywhere that you could buy the old shad rig, shad rig anymore. But if you have that in your tackle box and you get on, if you got an old tackle box and you got that in there, you be sure to put that on, because boy, I tell you, you don't even need bait. You know, it's just
all right.
It's just fling it out there, and it's a good time, and you get two at a time, and man, it makes for a really fun fishing trip. And like you're right, if you got kids with, you know, even if they, you know, with a short attention span or they just hardcore, you know, white trout fishing is really fun, and it's a good fish to eat. It's a good, it, you know, it makes the frying pan, it stink up the frying pan and, you know, and fill you up. So, you know, try it out. I mean, you won't be sorry.
Glad you mentioned the old shad rig, you know, baits of the past, and if anybody knows any place where you can get them, I would assume it would have to be maybe a tackle store that doesn't move their stuff very often, maybe an old hardware store or something where they're all dusty back on the counter. Pick them up, because I tell you what, they caught a lot of fish in that day, and if anybody knows a place where you can get the shad rig, shoot me a text and let me know. Appreciate it. Thanks for the report, Robbie. You gave out a lot of good spots, a lot of good information. As always, we'll catch up with you next time.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. Campos Marina, Shell Beach. All right, we're coming back and going to talk about some gag grouper. They're going to be legal shortly. We'll tell you all about that and that stuff you and I just love to talk about each and every Saturday morning right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Radio Network. All right, the old shad rig came up. Those of you younger fishermen who've maybe never seen that, let me describe it to you. It's a double rig. It's already on the line. It's two jig heads. Usually has like a little brush tail on it. Sometimes it just has a hook and no tail. And so you can either tip it with shrimp or fish it like it is. Just tie it on your line, throw it out there. You can put it underneath a popping cork. It was one of the most versatile baits out there. And came in a variety of colors. I think Boone, B-O-O-N-E, was the company that really mass-produced those and sold tons and tons of them. Very effective baits. And they're still around, according to some people. And we'll get to some of those text messages in just a second. But I did want to mention this to anyone that's driving down to Shell Beach. We just talked to Robbie. Butch, the bridge tender, checked in with us, and he wanted me to spread the word that the bridge is on a half-hour schedule. Every half hour, and it's been that way since Memorial weekend. So be prepared if you're going to be crossing the bridge right there across Bayou Lutra. All right, this is another interesting comment about Campos. The old snake doctor, he had a good morning of fishing out of Campos in his kayak with a fly rod. Then the storms rolled in, and I rolled out. You know, snake doctor, I was looking at the CCA leaderboard and looking for some opportunities to talk about on the categories. And apparently the kayak category for speckled trout in that zone where the Campos is located, which is the east, it's 5.22, so that's not so achievable. But the southeast, which includes the Grand Isle area, that would be 2.74. So if you bring your kayak over there to the Grand Isle area, which is the southeast boundaries, the boundaries are laid out on the CCA's leaderboard and CCA Star Tournament information board, you'll find it. But that was one of the few that I saw that looked like it just, you know, wasn't going to hold up. Don't want to put any bad luck on Emil Dumit, who is the leader right now with a 2.74. But that, to me, looks like maybe the best opportunity. In the west now for fly fishing was 1.90. So that's certainly beatable there if you're going to be headed out that way with your fly rod. But a fly rod in a kayak, that's kind of a special category. All right, back to the message board. Wingbone's working in the yard. Be careful, Wingbone. It's hot out there, man. Make sure you get hydrated and you don't stay out there too long. Maybe try to do early or late. Let's see. We got the backstrap stacker checking in from Clark County, Alabama, doing some camp renovations. He's trying to stay in the shade and reminding everybody, just like I said, stay hydrated. By the way, he says they do have those double shad rigs at Academy. So check out your Academy Sporting Goods store and ask for the shad rig. Roy checking in from Mid-City. He says Pugley has had shad rigs. He bought some last week. And let's see, they got some double rigs available. The Z-Man says they have a website at H&H Lure Company, so you might want to go online if you want to get them online. Captain Robbins checking in. He says you can get shad rigs online at either Bass Pro or Cabela's, either one. Certainly they're still being produced. just don't have the popularity that they used to. Jeff from Maurepas says, Terry's Live Bait in Leeville. That's a popular place. They got the old Spec Buster Shad Rigs. Yeah, that was the name, the Spec Buster. He says, I put one on my wall as a keepsake. And here's another one from Old Man Sam. He says, good morning, Don. I believe you can still buy a shad rig at Academy Sports, possibly Walmart. You can get the Texas Tackle DSS 14P double shad rig at Amazon, too. All right. Thank you, Old Man Sam. And here's someone that just bought 7 packs of tandem shad rigs at Academy on the West Bank 3 weeks ago for catching those white trout. I got to tell you, I didn't realize a shad rig was still as popular as it is. It was very, very popular back in the day. Your choices of lure were kind of slim. You had the Mr. Champ. You had the Trout Touts. And you had the there was a couple of mirror lure baits that were out there, the 12 QBG, which was a hard plastic, but you didn't really have a big choice. And now there's just all kinds of baits. But the old shad rig, for catching two at a time, which is great for white trout, that's one of your go-to baits. All right, coming back after this, we're going to get to some announcements about the gag grouper. Vibrio strikes again. Be careful about that. And Hunters for the Hungry is next week. Are you ready to clean out your freezer? We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the shad rig info continues to come in. This one is from, let's see, oh, it's jumping on me. This one is from someone around the Baton Rouge area. Says, I still have shad rigs for white trout, yellow and white. That was a good thing about their shad rig. Sometimes both of the shads would have the same color, or sometimes you'd have a different color, and that way you could present a different color on the same cast. I thought that was always pretty neat. This one says, this is from my hunting buddy, Dean. He's got some yellow and white. He's got them from his grandpa's tackle box, and he uses them for white trout in Bayou Liberty. And we got Justin the Duck Guy. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Justin, good to hear from you. He says, TKO shad rig with 2 DOA shrimp. Yeah, that's a double rig. He is headed to the hunting camp. And we got a happy Saturday morning from George, who's listening to us in South Dakota. George, while I got you, I've got a trip coming up to South Dakota at the end of next month for prairie chickens. And have you gotten any info? Give me some intel on the prairie chicken hatch or what the population is estimated to be if you got it from South Dakota. Appreciate that, George. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause, and we'll come back. We'll talk about gag grouper. We'll talk about Vibrio and clean out your freezer. Stay with us. We're back right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque for our local stations to identify themselves. All right, if you're going to be doing some offshore fishing at the rigs, maybe going out after some of those snappers around Labor Day weekend, just in time, there will be reopening the gag grouper. It will be open in both the state and federal waters. You got to remember now, the minimum size is 24 inches total length. The limit is 4, but that is a aggregate limit, they call that, with the other groupers, which would be the black grouper, the red and yellowfin, and scamp. You can get 4 of any combination of those groupers. And this one's kind of a, I guess you describe it as blotchy looking. It's kind of a gray with blotches over it. Not a real pretty fish, but boy, those groupers certainly are tasty. All right, got a little bit of an update on Vibrio. Louisiana Department of Health said that there's been 3 more cases this week, bringing the total number to 17 cases, 4 deaths. As far as I know, all of these were reported having a cause of exposure to seawater. People with cuts, scrapes, punctures, abrasions, getting the bacteria from brackish water. Oyster consumption, which can be another cause, raw shellfish or fish, that was not attributed to any of these cases. They're hesitant to give out the areas, the water bodies, and I'm not so sure why they won't do that. Perhaps it's unknown because people are traveling from one area to another and they're not sure where they picked it up, so maybe they don't want to give out erroneous information. But the only one I know of that, and it was a serious case, where it came from was a case in Cocodrie. All right, next week, the Hunters for the Hungry collection goes on. I will be manning the collection site at the Rouses on Gauze Boulevard in Slidell between 1 and 4. So when you get your freezer cleaned out, take all the fish and game or any type of frozen food that you would like to make room in your freezer and donate it for the Hunters for the Hungry. Bring it on by. There'll be collection centers all over the state. If you want to find one near you, go to Hunters for the Hungry. It's simply H, the letter H, and the number 4HLA.org. And they've got it all listed there. Most of them are on Sundays, Saturdays on some, and most of the collection times are between 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Just remember the old saying, hunters who care, share. And all of these food donations have to be packaged properly, labeled, and have a date on them to be accepted. They end up at food banks all across the state, food banks, the Second Harvest Food Banks, the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank, Food Bank of Northwest Louisiana. There's never an overage of food, especially nutritious protein foods for the hungry. And a lot of times, as I mentioned last week, that people come and stop by and say hello on the way in the store, and they didn't realize it was going on, and they didn't have anything to clean out the freezer. They'd walk in the store, buy some ground meat, buy some pork chops, buy something, and just come right back out and donate it, and that's certainly acceptable. So you'll feel better about yourself. And I tell you one thing this does, it gives hunters a better name. You know, hunters sometimes are portrayed in the media and by non-hunters as these very selfish animal killers, and nothing could be further from the truth. It's all about conservation to keep a lot of species going, preserve the lands, and this is a real aided bonus when you can help feed people who are in need of it. All right, well, you got some more information to talk about. We got the annual Labor Day tournament, 58th annual, the Mobile Big Game Clubs Fishing Club, August 28th through the 31st. That's centered down there at Orange Beach. It's going to be a big one. It runs all the way from Thursday through the Saturday, and they give away the awards presentation on that Sunday. So it's a big event. You can check it out there or go online to Mobile Big Game Fishing Club, and you can get all the details. It's big money and big fishing. All right, we got more to talk about, but right now we've got to take a quick break. We'll get back and talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do first. This time on Saturday mornings, we used to hear from a guy named Captain Teofile Bourgeois. Everybody loved him. He was one of the most popular guides and reporters we had. We're going to hear some of my thoughts and remembrances about a guy named Captain To. We'll be back to do it right after this. And those of you who have been listening to this program for a while, that probably sounds very familiar to you. That was the theme song that we introduced Captain Teofile Bourgeois' reports. He and I settled on that song for him. We thought it fit him and perfectly, and I think it really did. And I wanted to reminisce a little bit and let you hear my interview that I did right after his untimely death about some of the things he and I shared, and a little bit about the man. And for those of you who were too young to remember or were not listening to this program when he used to be with us every Saturday morning, give you a chance to meet him. Here he is, Captain Teofile Bourgeois.
Oh, come back in here, boy. You know, fishing out here at Timbernail Island is a real kick. It's a peaceful place and a place that's just loaded with fish. A couple of ways to get out here, from Grand Isle, Leeville, or maybe even further out west. But the quickest way to get out here from Lafitte is as the crow flies. Or in this case, as the toe flies.
Well, I know Teofile for over 20 years. Teofile Jean-Antoine Bourgeois was his name. We did everything together. We went fishing for trout and redfish, and we went bow fishing, we went frogging, we hunted quail, we hunted ducks, we chopped thistles, we collected oyster mushrooms, and then we'd come back to his lodge and cook it all. What a pleasure. Yeah, we both had a real love for the outdoors, and as soon as I met the guy and heard him talk and got to know him a little bit, I said, this is one of the guys that's really going to be good as one of my field staff. So for over 20 years now, we've been doing television and radio shows, again, become really good friends, and our families have met, and it's just a really tragic loss. Teofile started off as a butcher, believe it or not. Then he decided his love of fishing, he was going to find a way to make that work as a career, and he certainly did that. And over the years, I've watched him grow from just a little small operation with the Cajun Chalet Lodge out in the marsh to now the beautiful Cajun Vista, and then his latest dream was to take that plane and fly people out to the Chandelier Islands, one of of the most unique places that Louisiana has and some of the best fishing, and do it in a short period of time and do it on a regular basis. Oh, because the fishing there is so phenomenal. I mean, there's speckled trout in the summer, and in the spring you get the redfish out there. There's always something to catch, and it's just so unique. You get to view Louisiana from a bird's eye view as you fly over, and of course all the way out there he's telling jokes and being the typical Tofield kind of guy. Okay. A typical Tofield trip would start out in the plane from his lodge right there at the Cajun Vista in Lafitte. 25-minute flight if conditions were right. He'd put it down at one of the islands, and he knew all of those islands, Curlew, Goshia, Breton, and he'd pick the right place, set the plane down. You can actually see the fish from up above if it's redfish, and then people would jump out, wade out there in the surf, catch the fish, put them on a stringer, put them into the pontoons of the plane, and then fly them back to the lodge. You know, Tofield was a great pilot. The thing about Tofield, he caught on and figured things out right away. He finished flight school in one of the quickest ever in history. I heard this from the school that he took the flight course from. And that was just the kind of guy he was. He would figure things out and make it work no matter what. And you talk about a survivor. Tofield was a survivor. How many times, I can't even tell you, high tides, tropical depressions, tropical storms, hurricanes, they would just ruin his place, take it down to nothing. And he'd just start picking up the pieces, pick up his bootstraps, and before you know it, he'd be back in business again. Tofield was a many-faceted person. Number one, he was a great fisherman. He understood the water. He could read the water. He knew how to catch fish. He knew how to hunt game. He knew it all from his Cajun heritage. But there was a real business guy underneath all that. He knew how to create a business, what people wanted, how to treat people. But most of all, Tofield was a family guy. He and I, when the fishing would get slow, we'd talk about our families. And one of my favorite trips, I'll never forget, was around Mother's Day week. And I said, let's take our moms out fishing. So he brought his mother, Helen. I brought my mother, Jenny. Took them out. They caught a bunch of redfish, and he had a little surprise. He had wine and cheese he had brought along. We pulled up on the side of the bank and had a little wine and cheese party. And it was the greatest trips and Mother's Day both of our mothers had ever experienced. He operated two planes. The first plane came back when the weather started getting bad, and they were in radio communication. They were lost communication. The last they heard from him was, how you doing, Tofield? He said, it's pretty rough, but I'm going to make it. I'll be okay. They lost communication. That's when they notified the Coast Guard. The helicopters went out. From what I understand, I think they refueled the plane and went out and looked themselves. There were boats out there, and unfortunately, they did rescue the other two passengers, but not Tofield. And I got to tell you that the whole story's not out yet, but I would not be a bit surprised if he didn't do something to save those two passengers at the cost of his own life.
And as a matter of fact, it turned out I was correct. The statements that were given by the two survivors were he actually gave a life jacket to one of those two, who one went to the marsh, the other got to a buoy and hung on until they were rescued. And unfortunately, that was Tofield's demise, and he certainly missed by me and everyone else. And we want to wish the best to his family, who is continuing his legacy with Bourgeois Charters, still in operation and still going strong. Tofield Bourgeois, gone but certainly not forgotten. All right, we'll be back to talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Get your Grand Isle report. Got Ride the Bull coming up there next week. How's it setting up for the big bull redfish? We'll find that out, and also maybe where you can pick up a few trout if you're fishing in that area. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the shad rig reports are still coming in. This one says they still have the speck in redfish rigs. In the original packing, 20-pound mono, one pack still has a price tag, 23 cents. The paint is flaking off. I'd hang on to that. That is certainly a collector's item. But I'm finding out there's a lot of them. The Lafayette Yakas is a shad rig and a gold spoon or a must in your tackle box, and they're a lot cheaper than the new exotics. He says you can get them from H&H. And a variety of sizes. So lots of good info on shad rigs. Darrell Carpenter joins us now, RealScreamersFishing.com. Darrell, you ever fish with a shad rig? I'm sure you have.
It's not my most popular, but I mean, when I did, usually it was homemade rigs that we made up ourselves.
Yeah, it's easy to make them up. But boy, I'll tell you what, they sold those things off the charts, man, in its heyday. And they still got them out from what I'm hearing.
Oh, look, and they're still using the heck out of them, especially with these white trout. I mean, it's... Look, the white trout have moved in like crazy. And, you know, you get into the deeper water on some of the reefs, some of the drop-offs, and you're catching some nice-sized white trout. I mean, you know, something you can make a fillet out of. You get like on a bridge around, you know, all the green lights and all they put on a new fishing bridge around Grand Isle. You're up there, you're catching 4 to 6 inch white trout, and you're catching them left and right. But the beautiful part is, Don, if you want to talk about the high spot, I guess ride the bulls coming at just the right time, because those guys that are up there catching those 4 and 6 inch white trout are doing it on shad rigs and sabiki rigs. Then they're turning right back around, throwing them on the bottom on their big surf rods, and the bull reds are stacked in there like cardboard right now. It's bull red after bull drum after bull red after bull red. I mean, it's tough in that pass right now to be a fish.
Well, let's hope it holds out, which I'm thinking it will. Darryl, as far as finding those white trout, Robbie said the best places to look over on his part of the state where he fishes, over Oyster Reef, some of the deeper drop-offs. How about around Grand Isle? Where would you concentrate if you specifically want to get out and target some of those white trout?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, Don. It's, you know, like you get on things like the Independence Reef, the Raising Cane's Reef, and you've got a significant amount of white trout. They're not all that big because you're still talking 4-6 foot of water. You get up in the marsh into some of those deeper holes, like, you know, the Palmetto Bay area, the Bay Rambo area, those areas. And it seems as though if you hit those drop-offs, that's when you catch your bigger fish. Now, if you really want some big white trout, it's coming up into that season, too. You just continue fishing the rigs after everything else closes down. And you know, there you're catching 3 and 4 pound white trout. But yeah, we've got a ton of them. But it seems to be that under the lights, you know, at night, you've got the handicap fishing pier, you've got the fishing pier over the pass. If you want the numbers, they're going to be a lot smaller fish. But if you want free crab bait, go hit those lights at night.
Absolutely. Darryl, I've been getting a lot of complaints from your area about sharks. And the people ask, well, what are they going to do? When are they going to do something about, you know, they relax some of the regulations, but other than just leaving when they find you, what else can you do?
Well, there's nothing you can do about sharks. Look, we've complained for years and years that we're definitely overpopulated with dolphins. And people, you know, you got this old theory that, hey, you know, the dolphins run the sharks off. No, they don't. Just last week we were fishing. We've got dolphin chasing our trout on the surface. You're scooting the trout across the surface trying to get him away from a dolphin stealing it. And out of nowhere, here comes a daggum bull shark, knocks a dolphin out the way and takes your fish. It's, look, you know, and then sometimes conservation can go too far. And this is one of those things. But if you ask, what can you do? The state of Louisiana recognized it a long time ago that our sharks were getting out of control, and they've upped the limits. We got to start harvesting some of them. You know, bring a dedicated shark rock. You got a problem with a shark, throw you a drift line out there with a bait on it. Start harvesting some of them. They actually are fairly, I don't like the way they smell, but they're fairly, really good table fare, especially if you like to grill and smoke stuff. Got the texture of the meat's more like a steak or something like that. But you've even got a couple of charter captains now that are trying to help out. I mean, a couple of them have added shark trips to their repertoire. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to know what you can do, the state's trying to help you. They up the limits. Start taking some of them out of the water.
I tell you what, some of the best fights I've had have been on bull sharks.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And hammerheads and others.
Oh, the hammerhead is it's like catching a 300-pound stingray. They're a really bad one. Now the I would say probably my most amazed was, I guess, about a 12-foot tiger shark we caught. You want to fight into a mature tiger shark.
Wait, I want a fight I can win. I don't want to lose.
You know, well, but I mean, look, Don, it looks like it's you know, we're preparing, you know, for that fall bump that we're going to have, because we talked last week, we're already starting to see the transition. You know, we're starting on some of the interior islands, working the points, working some of the interior oyster reefs. We're already starting to see some of those 18 to 20 inch trout show back up. So, you know, the days are getting shorter. We've talked in the years past that I believe it's more about the photo period than it is temperatures or anything else. Those fish know the days are getting shorter and they're starting to move back in.
I agree. And, you know, you guys, where you're located in the central part of the state, you get to the transition before everybody else does, so it's not far off. And if somebody wants to get in on it, let's tell them how to get a hold of realscreamers.com. That's one way. Just go right on the Internet. How else can they get you?
Yeah, well, they can also find me on your site while they're breezing around all that information you've got posted, or you can do 225 937-6288. But we won't be there this weekend. We won't have any bait. We're moving one into the LSU campus. So we got the wonderful days of moving into college dorms.
Congratulations on a new Tiger coming to Baton Rouge. It's good news. Thanks for the report, Darryl. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Have a great day, Don.
All right, there he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. We got more reports. Butch Ridgdale, kayak report, going to talk about fishing the ride and the bull. If you want to get a chance at doing it, he's got some tips for you. Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, and, of course, our guy that was born on the bayou, they claim. I'm not so sure about that. We'll have to check with him again. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. All that coming up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into hour number two, and if we got Butch Ridgdale coming up in just a little bit, we're going to give you some tips. If you've never, ever fished in the CCA's Ride the Bull Tournament, it's a kayak tournament. It's one of the biggest kayak tournaments in the country. They pour out of the Bridgeside Marina, head in there to Caminata Pass to catch those big bulls. Darryl was just talking about who have arrived now, so it should be a very good tournament. He's got some advice on how to rig up, how to land one of those fish, bring it to the kayak, and then how to properly release it, because it's a big part of it now. There is no keeping of any redfish over 27 inches anymore, and they never did there anyway. There are boats that come out there and pick it up from you and revive it, resuscitate it, and release it to fight another day. It's a great event. Also, I want to make give you a note. I got those of you who watch our Bayou Wild TV show in the Baton Rouge area, the Sunday airing will be a little bit earlier than usual. Normally it airs at 12:30, but it will be airing at 11:30 on tomorrow. So make sure you catch it. It's going to be, in fact, and you can watch it now on YouTube. It's a Ride the Bull documentary. So it kind of tells you about the history from some of the founders. Danny Ray, who was one of the founders, and of course, Rad Trashy, who's been very active in taking it to another level with CCA, and some of the contestants there. You can see how it's all done and how much fun it is and the kind of crowd that it draws. So check it out. It's on BayouWildTV.com, and you can check it out on our YouTube. And speaking of TV, I just got a text in from a guy who's getting back in the TV business. Glad to hear it. John Jackson. He's got the On the Bayou, or Out the Bayou. I think it's Out the Bayou show, and it'll be coming back. He's headed to Lake Bourne looking for Triple Tail, and he was listening to the feature on Tofio Bourgeois, who is a very good friend of John's, too. So welcome back in, John, and good luck. Hope you find some of those Triple Tail out there in Lake Bourne. And like he commented, yeah, if Mike doesn't get them all, that's Mike Gallo, and he'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. And in fact, we'll get a Triple Tail report from Captain Mike, along with redfish and trout and whatever else is going on over there in the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, North Biloxi Marsh area. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, if you're interested in getting in on the Louisiana Black Bear Hunting Lottery, it opened up on July 28th. It's going to shut down on August 28th, so that's sneaking up. If you haven't applied for a permit, you need to do so. Go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website and check it out there. Just look for the Louisiana Black Bear Hunting Lottery and all the details, how it all works, what you'll have to do if you are chosen, and what you have to do to apply. And you can get all the information you need on hunting black bear in Louisiana. All right, we got a couple of rodeos, and I'll get to these later. They're coming up in October, so we still got some time before we need to talk about those. Some text messages. We got this one. Someone's been putting out jug lines for catfish in Lake Salvador, but catching mostly sharks. Way too many sharks. Man, that goes to show you about saltwater intrusion. I mean, I can remember Lake Salvador was pretty much, in my younger days, a totally freshwater. And at times it would turn a little brackish and maybe some bull reds would come in there. But, now you can find trout in there. You can find redfish, and sharks have invaded the duck blinds around Lake Salvador. All right, let's see. Here's one. Thanks for sharing your experience with Captain Toe. I never met or knew him, but he seems like I lost a close friend when I heard about the incident. Yeah, so many people. So many people. All right, we'll come back after this. We're going to get him on, Captain Mike Gallo. We call it the Bond on the Bayou Report. He's next, and you'll hear him right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, I got a text in from the Louisiana River Chicken. He's checking in. He's headed to chase an inshore slam in Lake Bourne with his friend and dad. The topwater bite's been on fire for trout and reminding everyone be courteous to your fellow fishermen. Sound like there's going to be a crowd in Lake Bourne. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. Mike, what are they going to find in Lake Bourne?
Well, Don, I'm in Lake Bourne as we speak. I'm on the western side, kind of hiding from the wind a little bit.
Expect some company.
I like it. I want to find that topwater bite. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Hey, you're old enough to remember the shad rigs, huh?
Well, thank you very much. Of course I am.
Well, I was giving you an opportunity to lie, but I knew you wouldn't. Yeah, that was. I would have to say that was probably the number one artificial bait in its time, back in the probably late 60s, mid-60s.
Yeah, that many, many, many fish have been caught on shad rig under a popping cork or tight lined and catch them two at a time.
Yeah. You still use them at all?
Very popular lure. I actually have some, and I plan on breaking them out in the fall and see if they'll continue to work. I know they will. I remember you did a show with them quite some years ago, older lures, if they still worked.
Yeah, we did a show on older lures, and that show is now old, so I guess that would make them ancient, you know?
I do still use the Sparkle Beetle on occasion, and it's very productive.
Yep, that was another one. Very, very popular. In fact, a lot of times you would rig the two Sparkle Beetles in tandem like a shad rig instead of a hard bait.
Yep, exactly.
So what's your plan today? What are you looking for, and how are you going to fish them?
I have some long-time customers from Tennessee that drove down yesterday and stayed in the lodge, and they like catching redfish, so we're about to cut across Lake Bourne and see if we can find some of those grass beds where there might be some redfish holed up, and we'll be throwing spoons at them and matrix craw, that sort of thing. Hopefully we can find some. Last time I was in that area, I saw quite a few, and they were stubborn. So hopefully they're hungry by now.
You taking them to Dutch's Corner?
I went to Dutch's Corner one time. We talked about it, and we caught an undersize, and I hadn't been back.
Are these guys from Tennessee hunters?
That's a good question. You guys hunt?
These two do.
Two of them hunt. Two out of three.
Ask them if this has been a really terrible year for ticks in the woods.
He said, absolutely.
Man, I had 21 ticks on me when I went turkey hunting up there this year. And I thought maybe it was just they liked me because I smelled like Cajun food when I went up there. I don't know.
You need to carry a possum in your pocket so he can eat those ticks.
He couldn't have eaten them fast enough. There were so many of them. But I guess it was just this year because I've never had that problem like that before. But they were certainly bad. Well, there's no ticks where you guys are. Hopefully you'll be able to catch some redfish. What if somebody wants to maybe concentrate on the white trout or specks? Where would you suggest?
Oh, I would suggest the deeper passes, Unknown Pass, Wrigley's Pass, Chef Pass, Bayou Thomas, all of those deep areas on the bottom. Get them started with some live shrimp on a drop shot, and then you may be able to switch it out for plastic or blend some plastic in with your live shrimp, and you should be able to catch as many as you want.
Good advice. Mike, I hear a little bit of wind in the background. You getting that north wind? How do you fish a north wind in August?
Oh, I'm just going to face the northern shoreline when I get across. You know, it's like November fishing. We're used to north winds in November, so it'll be the same sort of scenario. We're just going to be working the shoreline with the trolling motor, very reminiscent of bass fishing, the way we're going to pursue these redfish today.
Very good, very good. Well, Mike, we got John Jackson is going to be perusing Lake Bourne looking for triple tail. What has been the triple tail report? Have you come across any on your ventures going to and from?
I've seen several so far this year. It seems to be an above average year for triple tail. They seem to be mixed. Half of them seem to be keepers and half of them seem to be undersized. I guess I want to say half of the keepers don't want to bite. So they may have had some pressure or they saw you when you were approaching, something like that. But they're out there. They're hanging by, you know, anything breaking the water's surface. I'm always looking for them, and who knows, maybe we'll see one later this afternoon.
You know, they're a unique and a tasty fish, and a lot of people want to target them. Would you discourage somebody that says, I want strictly triple tail, or would you just advise them that, look, sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. Your chances are good, but they're not excellent.
It just depends on, you know, you could target them, but I would say be prepared to burn a lot of fuel because you're just running crab traps or poles that are breaking the surface and looking for them. It's as much hunting as it is fishing, and you could really burn quite a bit of fuel. I see them on my way back. You know, now I might move east or west 2 or 3 miles to find a string of crab traps and just follow them on my way in, and if I happen to see one, great. If I don't, we just go on in. Generally, our day's done at that point in time. If we do see one, it's sort of a bonus fish. But you could certainly target them. I've targeted them with you before when,
yep,
when we were filming. They certainly can be caught. It's just a matter of how much time do you want to put in. When you have good conditions, you can obviously travel faster and cover more water, and obviously that'll provide you more opportunity to catch one or a few.
Exactly. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a trip with you, you know, a good thing about going there, if you don't find a triple tail, there's always lots of backup. There's white trout, there's specks, there's sheephead, there's drum, there's redfish, and it's all surrounding Lake Bourne, so it's all there for you. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
Very good, Mike. Good luck to you and the Tennessee boys, and we'll find out how it worked out next week.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right. Coming up next, if you have ever thought that you might want to get involved in fishing, or if you plan on fishing it and you hadn't done much of bull red fishing from a kayak, Butch Ridgdale, our field reporter for Paddling Reports, coming up next. He'll give you some tips and advice. And still to come, I've got that little-known fact about how you might be able to win in the CCA Star that a lot of people don't talk about. We'll get to that, too. All that's coming up right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. They'll outfit you. If you're going to be fishing Ride the Bull, they got everything you need, sharp-looking apparel. They got the paddle sports equipment. How about a new kayak? And if you're interested in learning about fly fishing and fly tying, they've got classes. You might want to check with Justin to find out when the next one is scheduled. Store opens up at 10 a.m. It's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. And joining us now is Butch Ridgdale, one of our field reporters. And Butch, all the paddlers are excited about the annual Ride the Bull that's coming up next week, Bridgeside Marina in Grand Isle. Give us the lowdown on people who will be fishing this, maybe for the first time or haven't been very successful at it. Take us from start to the finish when you're targeting a bull red in a kayak.
Okay, Don. Well, number one thing, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big gathering. It's going to be crowded, but don't let that bother you. Of course, TFD number one. Watch what you're doing with that. But biggest thing down there, a lot of people are going to be throwing cut bait, live bait, just whole mullets, crack crab, gulp, the big 6-inch gulp on a, you know, big jig head. That's the main thing. When you're down there targeting the reds, a lot of people anchor up. Some people just kind of float around. It's no rhyme or reason. You know, the schools come through periodically. Hopefully there's a lot of reds there for them next weekend. Get on one, you know, have a big net. I use a spinning reel when I do it, like a 4000 series spinning reel with 65 pound braid. If I'm using a jig, which I normally do, I just throw the big gulp, 1 ounce, depending on the current, because the current can get ripping through there. Throw it out, throw it on the bottom, hope for the best. You do hook one, get ready for what they're calling the occasion sleigh ride. They will drag you around. Take your time with it. have you a good net, get the fish, you know, get him up close to you where you can get the fish in a net. And I believe now the boat comes to you and weighs the fish and they release it.
That's correct.
Yes. So you get the boat, you know, get in there. I know everybody wants to get pictures and this and that, but, you know, get him in a net, keep the fish, you know, let him calm down, keep him in the water. Boat gets there, you know, of course, get your bait out. Let them weigh it, get the photo opportunity, and they'll make sure he's revived and go on to fight another day. But like I said, the biggest thing, just pay attention to your surroundings. They monitor really well for the, you know, the tides and, the, you know, if the current gets too strong. I've heard, you know, they've called it before, certain weather, that type of stuff. But hopefully next weekend we got great weather and everything goes good for everyone.
You know, Butch, there may be a temptation to go light or even ultralight because you really want to fight, but for a couple of reasons. One, it, like you mentioned, it could be in crowded conditions. You don't want to get pulled into another kayak or cross lines with somebody. But the other reason is you want to get the fish there pretty quickly because he's got a much better chance of surviving. And the other thing is, I don't know if you've ever seen these nets, but they use them a lot in Alaska where I learned about them. And it's kind of a rectangle-shaped net that doesn't swim the fish in it. It swims the fish over it, and then it closes over the top of it. And then you can get your pliers and release it and then open it up and let it swim out like that. Have you seen those nets? I don't know if they even sell them around.
Yes, yes, I have. And actually, one of the guys, I'm on Big Lake this morning. We just launched, me and a buddy of mine. He just got back from a trip from Alaska, and we've had a conversation about all the different things that he did up there. A couple of buddies of mine from Lafayette went up there a few weeks ago, and they just had a tremendous time, and they talked about all the different things that they do up there. It's just totally different from what we do. But, yeah, those nets, you'd have to order something like that online, I'm sure. Justin may be able to find it for you and get it in the wake if you want to go that route. But I personally, I use a big net. Always have. Long handle is just much easier, you know. So many people, man, I got a flounder right by the kayak, and he spit the hook. Well, I got a longer net. I can reach out there and get him a little bit quicker.
That's true. Well, while we got you there, what's the report on Big Lake? What are you expecting?
Well, I've been to Big Lake and the west of Holly Beach. We've had those little north winds for a few days the last few weekends. I went to the beach two weekends, and I went to West Cove one weekend. West Cove was great. A lot of upper slot reds. I was really surprised. Caught several nice reds on just about anything you wanted to throw. A few trout. But on the beach, there was some nice trout. Not the numbers. The water wasn't as clear as I'd like to, but it was pretty good. This morning, we're right here above Pelican Point, and it's glass. I mean, not a ripple on the water. So,
oh, nice. How about a topwater bite, maybe?
Well,
huh?
my buddy's throwing topwater right now. He hadn't had a – you had any blow-ups yet? Nope, nothing yet. So it's early. We're just getting started. We're going to head down towards Pelican Point and see what we can find.
Sounds good. Butch, thanks for the tips on the Ride the Bull, and good luck on your trip out there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thanks a lot, Don. Y'all have
all righty. Butch Ridgedale, one of our field reporters. Next week you'll be hearing from Brendan Bayard. He may be fishing Ride the Bull. We'll find out. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. This week, a turtle smuggler. Not just any turtle smuggler. $1.4 million worth. We're back to tell his story right after we pause. This quick sponsor identification. Check out these commercials. You may hear something you may be interested in purchasing. And I'm getting some text messages in. This one from a regular listener, Lawrence Dufresne. He's a regular listener, but today he's listening in Alaska. He's up there, and, you know, I remember from the 17 times I've been to Alaska doing this show up there, we started at 2 a.m. Alaska time. Well, he got limits of silver salmon on the Kenai River. Check. Then Wednesday, they went flossing for sockeyes. Flossing is when you have to run the line through the mouth of the fish because they're not biting. He caught six of those. That's a phenomenal catch. And he sent me a picture of five-man limits of one of the most tastiest fish in Alaska, the halibut. So I hope things are going good for you today, and welcome back when you get back. Alaska, last frontier, a wonderful place for sure. All right, we got some more texts coming in. We'll get to those a little bit later on, but right now we're going to do our bad boy feature right after our pause. A quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, a New York man has pleaded guilty to smuggling turtles worth approximately $1.4 million to Hong Kong, along with venomous snakes and other reptiles. Wee Cheong Lin of Brooklyn pleaded guilty to falsely labeling live turtles as fake toys and exporting them in delivery boxes on a weeks-long journey to Hong Kong. Lin exported approximately 222 packages containing 850 turtles valued at that $1.4 million. This happened between August of 23 and November of 24. According to the court records, he labeled the boxes containing plastic animal toys. He's also accused of exporting 11 other packages filled with reptiles, some of them venomous snakes. Now, law enforcement found the turtles, and I got pictures of this. I have to put this on my Facebook page. It bound and taped inside knotted socks. In other words, he taped up the turtles so they couldn't crawl around. And then he'd stick them in a sock like they were rolled up socks and trying to get through border inspection. Well, they didn't make it. And so he was shipping these eastern box turtle and a three-toed turtle. And their prize feature in the domestic and foreign pet market in China and Hong Kong. So facing a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000, and also agreeing to abandon any property interest in the reptiles that were seized during the investigation and whose sentencing is set for December 23rd, when we'll be wishing a Merry Christmas to Wee Cheong Lin of Brooklyn, New York, our bad boy of the outdoors. Oh, the lengths people go to, huh? Man, why don't you just do things honestly? All right, here we go. Let's see. We got some more texts coming in. This one says, Don, I remember using the shad rigs at the Flares out by Breton Island back in the day. Don't know if any of you guys remember those Flares, but a lot of trout were caught out there. That's Mike in Myrtle Grove. Mike, I do remember that, man. We'd go out there. It was kind of eerie going out there, and you'd always worry about a thunderstorm coming up at night. But, boy, on a calm night, moonlight night, and those flares were burning and gave off all that light and would track the bait fish. And, man, the big trout, white trout, and specks would stack up under those flares. Hadn't heard anybody mention that in quite a while, but thanks for doing that, Mike. All right, we come back after this. We're going to be talking to the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. I put a call out there. Anybody see any blue-winged teal showing up in our marshes yet? Maybe he's seen some downriver. We'll check with him and also get the latest fishing report for you from Plaquemines Parish. He's down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures, and he'll be up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man is Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. He joins us now. And, Ryan, I put the word out early this morning if there were any teal sightings, blue-winged teal, and I hadn't got a single one yet. Any birds show up down there yet? I guess I'm being a little bit too optimistic, pushing it, you know?
I saw them last week.
Did you?
Yeah. One flock way downriver.
Well, you know, we had that full moon last Saturday. I know I thought when I walked out to go to the studio I was going to need sunglasses. It was so bright. But I don't see a full moon before the opening of the teal season. Next full moon I see is the harvest moon, which is not till October the 6th.
Well, it's not just the moon. It's also the days get shorter and those little bulls start coming first. And, it's about five of them just, you know, how they scoot, right? A little low in the water. So, yeah, they're coming. And, you know, it's a little cool front here, a little full moon. You know, days get short. There's a lot of things that trigger it, but they'll be here. They've been here for eons of time. And they'll be here this year. And actually, by it starting late, we ought to have one heck of a bang-up season for 9 days. I mean, it ought to be great.
Yeah, it's one thing you can sure count on is teal. You know, you don't have to get the Arctic fronts and all that kind of stuff. They coming, and like you say, it's length of day, and then especially on the moon cycle, too. Well, how's the fishing been this week? What you guys catching
there?
Tell
you what, they everybody limited out on reds yesterday before the rain came, and the rain came. Oh, did it come? By 10:30, it just started ganging up on us from every direction. So everybody got their limit and came on in, and we spent the day in. And then yesterday evening, they got nice again. But I'm gonna go rig up. I got my boat all rigged up. I'm gonna go break a new boat in today and go sight fish some redfish too.
Now, were they catching these? Pulling up to the islands and fishing along the banks or cruising for them, or were they looking for tide lines in open water? What was the pattern?
They were fishing points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's normally how all the guides nowadays go pull up on a point with some live shrimp and catch their fish. You know, not only mine, almost everybody, which really good for me because I have everything from point to point for me.
Yeah, you don't have a crowd to deal with it.
Yeah. So all of my Florida boys are in right now, too. You know, I have the Florida guys come in every summer, and they bring their own customers, and they stay mm-hmm. for a month or two, and they only sight fish. They don't keep fish. You know, they just out there taking their customers to try to sight fish some bull reds, and they've been doing okay. It hasn't been like normal this year because the fish just didn't act right. You know, they didn't spawn on the last moon, which you know, last year and the year before they did. So they won't spawn until the next full moon. Then it's going to go crazy.
You know, I have heard from people that Florida red fishermen are some of the best. That's because they don't hardly have any redfish over there. And the fact that they come into your lodge proves that. Is that true? Are they some of the better fishermen you've got down here?
Some of them almost as good as me.
Almost that good, huh? Wow. No, that's saying
no,
something.
Like the fishermen, they really are because, you know, they don't live bait fish. They still, most of them, you know, a lot of those guys fish white bait and stuff over there. But a lot of these guys still, they're the old tournament group, you know, the fraternity from when we all had the tournament itch and we sight fish. And they're just good fishermen. They're very technical. So I just love when I'm just around because it's like a big fraternity. They come every summer and, you know, we talk and we have a good time. They do a lot of social media. They're just good. They're good for my business and they're good people.
What kind of boats do they like?
A couple of them have these real shallow ones, they're using Texas, you know, the shallow, wide boats that they can get on the tower on top and look.
Yeah.
And then C.A. Richardson, he comes every year, and he uses a Hell's Bay that he push-pulls.
Right.
Now, he's a stud because he's been push-pulling all his time. And like me, when I hit 65, I quit push-pulling because I figured if I fall, I never fell off the platform, but if you fall off that platform at 65 and land in the boat, something's going to break.
he must have arms like Popeye, huh?
Oh, he's a stud. But you know what? Once you know how to push pull, it's not like you're forcing the boat. You're going, when you get it going, you're easing around. It's an art. You know, push pulling is an art, just like fishing's an art. And people think it's hard. It's not hard at all. But standing up on that platform all day is hard because, you know, when you have two customers, one says, well, my shoulder's hurting. You go, you get up here. Then I say, yeah, I'm done. You get up here. You been up there push pulling the whole time. Nobody says, hey, God, you want a little break?
So what kind of boat are you breaking in today?
Another Skeeter, brand new 241.
There you go. Man, you've been a Skeeter guy for a long time.
Now, since 1995, when they made the first bay boat, they brought the mold here. And old Joe Green brought the mold here and said, son, I want you to look at this boat. And I was son there. Now I'm old man.
Yeah, they had some difficulties breaking into the saltwater market, as I remember. But they straightened it out quick.
Oh, they got it going right now. I mean, every slot in my shed has got a beautiful Skeeter sitting in it. That's 11 slots, so that's a lot of Skeeters.
Yes, it is. And not mosquitoes, ain't what we're talking about. Well, that sounds good. Looks like things are pretty much on time. What's going on down in Mexico? What's the next thing at Nolajase?
Dub season opened day before yesterday, and I'm teaching a new manager how to manage this place, so I didn't get to go. You know, it was the owner's hunt. So I won't go until Labor Day weekend. And they said they are like mosquitoes. They have so many doves this year. It's incredible. Which, when they say that, I'm talking about a lot of doves. I still got maybe two or three spots left on my October 2 through 5 trip. If anybody would want to go experience that, that would be a good time to come.
Well, we're going to give out your phone number in just a minute, but let me ask you, do y'all shoot those parakeets down there? Do y'all have those?
No.
You know,
no,
the one I'm talking about?
In Argentina, we do. You know, I might shoot one of them just to look at it because they're so beautiful, but they are some annoying little beasts.
Is that the same ones that were invading here for a while, and now I don't see them anymore? They were everywhere, but those colony-type nests.
Yeah, that's right. That's them.
Got that big, long tail, yeah.
There are millions of them in Argentina. I mean, those big, giant nests everywhere. Every tower's got them. Trees got them. They're hanging. I mean, they might be 20 foot long. And they just colonies of them, and they squeak and squawk, and oh my God, when we
I bet you it was 20 years ago I did a feature on those things. It was the monk parrot, I think was the name of it, and then all of a sudden they went away. They were like invasive species. They were all over the place, and they were worried about them.
The cold gets them, I think. I'm not sure.
Maybe so.
You know, by the lakefront, I think by the lakefront they still have some out there.
Yeah, they got all kind of stuff out there. All right, so those people that want to go with you down to Mexico and get on that dove hunt in October, give them that telephone number.
They can get me at 504-559-5111, and it's quite the trip. It's so exclusive. I mean, you can't go without an invitation because, you know, it's that good.
Yeah. All right. All is good down in Buras. We thank you for the report. Break that boat in. Let me know how it works for you.
Will do, buddy. Will do.
See you next time. Captain Ryan Lambert, he's our plastic man. In case you're wondering why we call him that, he abhors using live or dead bait. He just don't like that stink on his fingers. He loves fishing plastics, and he's very good at it. All right, coming back after this, we're going to wrap up with some text messages, and I have not forgot about you. If you have not signed up for the CCA Star Tournament, I'm going to give you one excellent reason why you should. Back with that right after this pause, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, here's another text from my buddy Old Man Sam. He says, it sounds like the ragweed pollen is floating in the air, hitting him hard this morning. A little honey and a shot of bourbon in his coffee might help, LOL. Yeah, it just might do that. I don't know, maybe it is the ragweed, but boy, I tell you, something's really got my German short hair pointers allergies up, smoky. In fact, I'm going to have to get her an injection. Maybe it is the ragweed stuff. Anybody know anything about the ragweed? All right, we also have a text in from our Ohio listener who is out planting daisies this morning that says, at least I'm not pushing them up. Stay well, y'all. All right, now I've been talking about the CCA Star Tournament. You know, it wraps up on Labor Day. It's the longest, richest tournament in the history of Louisiana. It runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day, categories for everything that swims, for every type of person, on what type of equipment you use, bank, kayak. And the premier category is the redfish. And the way this works, they tag 100 redfish before the tournament and release them. And the first 10 people that catch them win big prizes. The first prize is a Chevy pickup truck. And then the next 9 are boats in descending order of expense. And this is a rule that I didn't really know about this until I just read it. I don't know how long they've done it. And it just came up because this is a very unusual year. I think so far there's been 5 red tag redfish caught. Those are the ones worth prizes. The blue tags, you get a year's worth of Michelob beer. I wouldn't mind that either. But anyway, that's a blue tag. But we have had, I think, 5 red tags turned caught, but none of those people were registered, which means the first one that catches a tagged redfish and is registered for the tournament wins a Chevy Silverado. The second and third eligible after that win a 23-foot Avid Mag bay boat. Then fourth, fifth, and sixth get an 18-foot Freedom Patriot. Seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth get a Gator Tail Extreme 1754. And I got to tell you, Gator Tail is one of the best on the market for surface drives, for getting in the shallows, for duck hunting and fly fishing up in those shallow marshes. Anyway, there's a rule, and I did not know about this, but it says, if the second prize, and only the second prize, is not claimed by an eligible angler, in other words, if we don't get down to the second tagged redfish caught by a registered angler, if we just get down to the first, or we don't get any at all, a drawing of all 2025 participants determines the winner, and they will be given a 23-foot Avid Mag bay boat. So there you go. You ain't got to catch a fish. You don't have to go on the water. If you just buy a star ticket, and either the truck is one, but not the second-place boat, or neither the truck nor the second-place boat is one, there will be a drawing, from random drawing, from everybody who signed up to get that 23-foot Avid Mag boat. Now, you can't go wrong with that. So you still got almost a month to fish. It's not over till, well, not really. You got, what, several weeks before the Labor Day weekend comes in here and closes out to be over. But if you've gone fishing and you haven't bought a star ticket, let me tell you, I have interviewed so many people who caught tagged redfish, weren't registered, and some who were registered and won big prizes. And I asked them, did you really think that you would ever catch? And most of them said, I never dreamed it. I just bought it just to help support the cause and just in case. And they ended up winning. So it's not beyond possibility. And then now with this, we're getting late in the game. And if nobody claims the first two prizes and you're signed up, you'll be in a drawing for that 23-foot bay boat. So there you go. There's your little known way to do it. All right, that's about going to wrap it up. When we hear Reed Allaman singing at this time on a Saturday morning, that means my time is done and my time with you is done. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in all these years, those of you who are longtime listeners. Hope you'll join us again next week and each and every week. We do it 52 weeks a year. We get together. It's like being at the camp, talking about hunting, fishing, joking, laughing, food, cooking, all kinds of stuff you might hear on this program. And we certainly enjoy each other's company. So hope you'll be back with us again. Thanks to Mr. Coleman, our executive producer of this show, pushing all the right buttons at all the right times. See you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.